Hey girls, this is Elaine from the Imagine Mom cast. Today we're going to be talking about making spaces that help you thrive. And I am so excited because I'm here with my sister. Her name is Shannon Engelbrecht, and she is an amazing home decorator. She is actually an artist and an art teacher, and I am always inspired when I go to her home. And so I would definitely consider her an expert in the area of decorating and organizing. So that is what we're going to talk about today, and I can't wait to talk to her about it. So Shannon, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your kids, your hubby, your home, and what you do for a living.
I'm so excited. Thank you. It's such an honor that you say those wonderful things about me. I know those things are important to me, but when it kind of comes out of someone else's thoughts and minds, it gets exciting. So thank you. I am a 51, can't believe that, 51-year-old mom of two grown-up women who are just as brilliant as could be.
They absolutely are.
My husband is the sweetest, smartest, kindest man you've ever met. He's also a teacher and a coach. He's coached basketball, golf, baseball, softball, and just he's helped those kids thrive. It's just been a very, very wonderful life so far.
Yeah, he is really cool. And so whenever, and you're an art teacher.
I am an art teacher. Thank you for, you know, I didn't want to skip over that part. I teach at a high school. I've taught at the same high school for about 23 years. I've been teaching for 29 years, and I love my space at school. I call it my home away from home. And the kids, I think they think of it as another home for them to be in while they're off and doing their thing at school.
That's awesome. And she's not kidding that the kids really like her, because she actually got Missouri Teacher of the Year one year, Art Teacher of the Year. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she's definitely got some credentials behind her. And I think that one of the things that I love so much is that when I come to your house, like, you know, everywhere you look, it's just like, it's an art, it's a display of art, but not in a way that's like pretentious or anything like that. It's totally comfortable, totally at home. You know, you feel like you just want to cozy up on the couch and watch, you know, TV or a movie. But yeah, every space just has its own style. And I'm sure that's true at school too. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit as well. But tell me kind of what, I guess, how that developed, you know, like how did you, you know, get to where that was important to you and you started developing that and you started putting that into your home? Like if you were going to kind of give a how-to for us on, you know, maybe what to look for in order to make each space special, what would you say?
There's so much packed into that little, you know, that little question that you just asked me. I just come at every space in my home and at school and even in my car, and I think about how is this space lifting me up? How am I inspired by this moment? And I know we shouldn't like be inspired by every moment of every walk that we take through this life. But why not? It's just so much fun.
That's cool.
And I will get on you know, my social media, and I will be looking at architecture, which I'm really into modern contemporary architecture right now. Mm. But I want to keep imagining and reimagining. I remember you, my little sister, you came to my house one time and you opened up my pantry door, where I keep my dishes, and you said, "Oh my goodness, you got new dishes again." And I'm like, "Well, yes, of course."
Of course I did.
These are white dishes, and they're white because Aunt Sue, our wonderful aunt,
yeah.
Aunt Sue had white dishes, and they work so well. They're so versatile. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking, yeah, because I can match it to my fancy serving platter, or I could keep it simple and we're just having a meal after school. So yeah, I'm just always thinking about those little things and those little moments.
That's awesome. Yeah, so like one of the rooms in your house is, well, I should say, because she's right, like whenever I would go to Shannon's house, a lot of times it would be like repainted or redecorated. And truthfully, I was always like a little green with envy because I thought it was so cool. But like in your living space, you just recently like kind of redone it. Mm-hmm. Can you describe kind of the before and after?
So I think you're referring to how we just added some amenities to our house by putting a deck on. Mm-hmm. And so my lovely daughter, my youngest daughter, she got married last fall, and my older daughter is off and she's flying. They're both flying, doing wonderful things. And I have these rooms in my house, and I decided, okay, it's time to get a deck. I just want to be outside. I want to be enjoying that space. I have this beautiful yard, but it's just not comfortable out there. So I...
when she says it's not comfortable, it's because they live in a forest and there's snakes. So
that really directed which direction this deck went. So I proposed the deck went to the backyard, and we take out the windows on the back of the house and we put in French doors and you walk out to your beautiful deck. Mm-hmm. Peyton, my youngest daughter, Peyton, said, "Mom, that is way too close to the ground. The snakes are going to come up and they're going to kill us." And I was agreeing, because the last year she was in my house, she had snakes trying to get into the house attacking her. And I've got too many stories to share. So we all kind of said, okay, let's reimagine this deck. We want it elevated. So we are no longer using Peyton's bedroom, and it's properly centered at the end of the house. What if we put the deck right there? And how would that look to put French doors in that room, in that space? And it looks pretty darn good. I'm excited about it.
I would have never, ever thought to put the deck there. But it's so great. I mean, you do walk through her room, but it's not really her room anymore. So mm-hmm. it's more like just a living area / exercise area. But yeah, you walk straight through. And the great thing is, not only is it off the ground, but it's really in the trees.
Yeah. Don't you feel like you're in a treehouse when you're up there?
Yeah, for sure.
I love that feeling. So it's almost like childlike. You get up there. I am also the person, I guess it's being a teacher, but I'm thinking of multiple ways to get out, to move, to get around. And so I have on this deck, I have stairs on one side. I wanted stairs on both sides, but I'm also a practical person. I don't like to waste money. Mm-hmm. So I do have stairs down to the ground on one side, and then I have the entrance into the house on centered. So that has helped it be a functional place that you can go to the deck from the house, but you can also go from the deck to the yard. So you're inviting more moments to mm-hmm. happen and occur because mm-hmm. you've got all those movement opportunities, that flow of traffic.
So that's really interesting, because I don't know if everybody, I don't think I would think about it in terms of movements.
So in terms of movements, we were just talking about how I do try and see all of the space and see how you can flow easily from the front to the back. I have multiple ways to get out of my house. I really think it's because of at school, I am an art teacher. I have got to be on the move so quick and fast. And ooh, I've got this idea. I need to go get this little crafty thing, or this little tool, or this drawing implement. So, let me get around you real quick so I can get there. I've just always got something cooking in my head that I don't want to have to go too far or go around too many things to get there, or I'm going to get caught up and slowed down in reorganizing because I can't get there fast. Mm. So that's why I really think about movement. I think about that deck, and how can I quickly move from inside the house to outside the house, because I want to do my gardening right there at the side of the deck, something like that.
Well, that actually is a really good follow-up to, so when you think about organizing your house and your stuff, because, you know, you have to think about it so much with school. I'm sure you think about it at school and at home. Like, how do you make your space more accessible, I guess, and more like user-friendly to your own life in a way that would make you maybe stay more organized, or maybe organize it in a way that's more specific to you and your family, or your, in this case, your students, you know, so that it's, because, you know, so many times we like do something and we're like, oh, I'm going to do this big organizing project, and then you do it and then you like never use it.
Right. I don't like it when things are not placed in a logical place, a location. And I tell my husband, or I tell my students, we need to put all the painting supplies together right over here, or we need to put all the tools together, not only in the garage, but I need to have some tools where I can get to them in the house, because 30 steps to the garage is going to slow me down. And I know it's only 30 steps, but I need to do this right now and put this little screw in right now. And anything that pulls you away from what you're doing is a distraction, and it will slow you down. And then you go, you look at the clock, and you've lost time.
And also you're not going to put it away.
You're going to put it down where you just used it. Mm-hmm. And so that is it messes up your function of your house. So I just try and tell my husband, we're working on things, and it's almost like you need to draw out that floor plan, that map on a sheet of paper, because I'm a visual person. I've got to kind of see it. And where am I going to use the screwdriver the most? And I've got one in my art studio, and I've got too many out in the garage. And I'm working on my husband to get rid of the extras. Because when you have too many, well, then I've got to decide which one do I want to use for this purpose. But if you already had the best screwdriver picked out, or two, because they serve two different functions, you know, I know you have to have your Phillips head and your flat head, mm-hmm. but maybe I want a ratcheted one, and maybe I want this kind of screwdriver, and maybe I need an electric, whatever. So it's, and then eliminate. Just eliminate.
Yeah, because you're like asking yourself, do I really need all these?
Yes. Yes. I was telling my sister about this earlier. Then you have all these little objects that are holding on to a piece of your life. Hmm. And if you have too much holding on to pieces of your life, then you're just cloudy and you can't move forward to do inspiring things, because you're just in this cloud.
Oh, that is so, so true. Because when you're, you know, when your space gets overwhelming, you feel overwhelmed.
Yes, exactly. I think this is silly. I still think it's silly, but I had this little goal for myself last year, and it was to see my baseboards. I just want to see my baseboards. And I told that to a group of friends, and then I had a friend come back to me a week later, and last week she told me, Shannon, I remember you saying that about your baseboards, and I have totally changed my house.
Really?
And I'm like, what? Yes, she did. And now her daughter, who's a toddler, who's not yet in kindergarten, is now living that purposeful lifestyle.
Oh, wow.
And I think she brought something home from, my friend kind of just took away, she subtracted things from her life, things from their space that they didn't need. They have a nice, beautiful, small space with two, a baby and a toddler, so two small children, and it was just getting too heavy, mm-hmm. too much,
yeah.
too much in their space, and it was taking away the fun. You couldn't get inspired. You couldn't.
Yeah.
And so, and I say that her daughter jumped right into living this way because her daughter brought home some artwork. Well, my friend has cleared off the refrigerator, and they have one section, one dedicated space for artwork. And mom said, oh, look at what beautiful artwork you've made. Let's put it on the front of the refrigerator. And daughter, she just wanted to say, she said, no, not there. Let's put it in our special place because it belongs here. And we can really have fun and look at it every day it's right here.
Yeah.
And so then she's thinking about, I can appreciate this when I place it right here with purpose, mm-hmm. rather than I'm just going to place it wherever, because mm-hmm. then I don't think about it and I don't go back purposefully to spend time with that object.
Well, and you're probably getting rid of something else to put that there, so then that becomes like the next special thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool.
I think it's really cool that
a little one would kind of get the idea of it.
Yeah.
I remember when my kids were little, reading a book where they were talking about how you've got so many things in your kitchen. A lot of times you have duplicates of different pots or pans or spatulas or mixers or what have you. And there was a story in the book about a gal that she just loved to bake. And so she had 12 of everything because she would just, you know, bake all day long one day and just make all these different things. But then at the end of the day, she would have this ginormous mess to clean up. Mm-hmm. And so she took the advice of the author and she put everything in a box except for like one or two of everything. And she said all day long she had to keep washing it to reuse it for the next thing that she baked. But by the end of the day, she hardly had anything left to clean up.
Yeah, yeah. It makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's how I am living my life now. And it makes you value those things. Mm. They're so beautiful and they're lovely. And you're taking time to spend time with that object to make something delicious for your family or your spouse or for yourself, just for yourself. So looking at my kitchen, I don't do a lot of baking, and I don't enjoy doing a lot of cooking. I like to do things quick and make it look lovely and it tastes delicious, but I have cleared off all my countertops. That's kind of like my next thing. I can see my baseboards and I can see all of my countertops. But I had this, I love coffee and I think you do too.
I do too, yeah.
And so I had this huge coffee maker sitting on my countertop and I've been doing some research and there's this cute little French coffee press I think I got it at Aldi's for like $12.
Awesome.
It's glass and copper, and it's just so lovely. And I bought it. I don't know how to use this thing. I have a wonderful friend, and he would always make me coffee out of his French coffee press.
Oh, cool.
And so I'm like, I'm going to figure this out. So I got rid of my huge coffee maker. I have this beautiful little French coffee press. I make my coffee as fast as I would have done it in that big machine that was ugly and dirty and whatever.
Wow. And was taking up counter space and was always out. So if it was dirty, it was always looking bad probably.
Yes. And now I have my breakfast in the morning. I take my yogurt and my fruit and my granola and my French coffee press and my beautiful little yellow mug that I'm using right now. And I sit there and I press that little, whatever you call that thing, press it down. It presses down through the water. And then I pour myself a cup of beautiful coffee. And it's just like a moment every morning that I get to have.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a really good point for even, you know, a busy, I know you're busy, but like, you know, like say you have a bunch of kids or something, that could be your moment. That's, you know what I mean? Moment. It might be the only moment you get all day, but
take
that could
that
be your moment.
And make something easy to eat with it so that you have that full 5 minutes to just relax and play your video game while you're doing it.
We were talking about how now that we're older, my sister's becoming addicted to video games.
I love it. Thank you.
Civ 6. So Civ just 6. So you know, if anybody else wants to become addicted to a video game, that's the one, I guess.
That's it. I can nurture it. I can collect culture. I can also fight too. So watch out.
I would never in my wildest dreams have pictured my sister addicted to video games.
My daughter texted me and I was supposed to do something. I cannot remember what it was. And her boyfriend is the person who gave it to me. And I said, oh my goodness, Morgan, what time is it? Oh no, I forgot. I was supposed to leave like 3 hours ago. Oh, dang it. I lost track of time playing a video game. And she immediately texted back and said her boyfriend has had many of those moments lost to video games.
Well, okay, so when you were talking about your kitchen, it made me think of, you have this, like, a bay window. Mm-hmm. A bay window. And I feel like that is, like, the quintessential, like, example, I guess, of what you have done. Because that bay window is so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she's just got, like, maybe you could describe it, but you've got some plants and stuff in there.
So the plants are growing, and the plants have purpose. It is a connection. The plants are beautiful. I love to see them. But it bonds me with my older daughter, who loves growing plants. And so I have these moments of conversation with her. Ooh, look at this. And I'll send her a picture. I'll text her a picture. This one's blooming. Oh my goodness. I never thought this would bloom. But also it connects me with my grandmother. Grandma Schmickel is still with us, and she's 94.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And amazing. But she has always been a plant woman. And she and I talk about my orchids, and they're blooming. Right now there's little gnats, and I'm very worried. So I've been looking up solutions. But Grandma asks about those plants. Morgan asks about those plants. And they're pretty, and they're in the bay window. And
well, but they also are artistic. Like, some of the pots that you have them in are really pretty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some other things kind of just on the seat there, you know. It's not a seat, it's like a ledge.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Oh, but I edit those pots. I just make sure that I have texture. I like monochromatic. I kind of like just whites and creams. And then I have a plate. It is a 12-inch by 12-inch ceramic piece that an artist made. And Peyton, my youngest daughter, got married, and we had little succulents that we gave away. I saved all those that were not given away, and I put it in this flat plate.
Oh,
and
neat.
They're growing, and they're beautiful.
It
reconnects me to that wonderful time with Peyton and her wedding and this new beginning in her life. So
that's kind of the point you're trying to make, though, right? Is that, like, all these things can be special in their own way.
Purposeful, inspiring. Yes. But it didn't take any money.
True.
It's very, very cheap.
Yeah.
I got the, I can't tell you what. Don't ask me the names of any of those plants. I don't know. The plant that's long and viney. Got that shoot from Grandma Schmickel. So she's proud to see it growing the length it is growing. And the orchids, that's easy.
But that reminds me, like, you're always on the hunt. Like, you are just, maybe not on the hunt is maybe not the best way. Depending on if you're open to, like, finding different pieces as you're kind of just going through life, you know, that inspire you.
Yeah, not just plants, but objects, I guess. And they can't be expensive. I can't spend a lot of money. And the only time I'll spend money is if I know this is a purposeful part of my life for a long time.
Yeah.
Like,
this is like a mainstay piece kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I actually have some pretty cool stories, because you've got the, for example, this really cool chair in your living room that you got from almost the dumpster at the school. Wasn't it like a 50-year-old chair or something?
Yeah. It is a very old, low-sitting, mid-century, modern wood chair. And it was missing a spring. It's still missing a spring. So I was on the hunt for a cushion to put on it. And how could I fix this spring? And then, do I sand it? Do I paint it? But I ended up leaving it, because I just like that wood weathered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weathered because people used it and touched it. And we're sick on it, because this was a chair in the nurse's office.
It was?
At Rolla High School. Yes. So it's been pretty cool. Yeah.
But the way you decorated it with the cushion, and I think sometimes you have a little throw over the back, it's got that kind of modern flair.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mixing that warm wood with the textures of the fabrics and just a little color. I think I had yellow on it, and then the cushions I had mostly light grays and the warm wood, and yeah.
And so one of the other things you do is you keep a kind of storage a little bit of a storage, right, for some pieces that you kind of bring in and out?
I do, and I wish I had a clever name for it. I have this cabinet of curiosities, I guess. there you go. And it is inspired because of my wonderful Aunt Sue, and I think this is the second time I've mentioned Aunt Sue, but when you come from the spaces that I have lived in, and then you walk into my aunt's home when I was a young mother of two little girls, they were in like third or fourth grade, and went to Aunt Sue's house, and she takes me downstairs and she's going to have me help her carry up some candles. And so I go downstairs and she opens up this small closet and the candles are organized on a specific shelf. Then she's got some other objects, tchotchkes or whatever, that she can put out in different places very purposely in her house, but they're very minimal. She loves a minimal style.
Yeah.
And that just hit me. Oh my goodness. I can take inventory of what I have. I can enjoy it and say, this is the moment I need to pull this out and make a moment out of something I'm doing in another part of the house. Oh yes, I have to do this right now.
Well, and it's amazing probably how I bet you rearrange, like you could take the same object and move it to a different space and it has like a totally different feel.
I do. I try to do that. But I've really been trying to edit more and more away. Anything that's too ornate or too specific to a season, I'm not really so much into decorating for the season. I like that minimal look, and I like the textures and the color simple enough that I can appreciate the form of the object and stuff. So I move around the house. My father used to live with me, and I'd go down the steps where he was sitting and watching movies that he said he didn't watch movies, but he was watching movies. And I would go past him, and he'd watch me walk past. And then I'd come back with an armload of decor, and he'd ask me, what you doing, Shannon? And I say, it's time to redecorate some spaces. You know, I gotta change my spaces up. So that was
Well, funny. One time you called me, it was winter, and we were all freezing to death, much like today, actually. It's like, I was about to cuss there, but very cold, very cold. And she called me and said there's a word, I don't know if you remember it, but that it's like a Scandinavian word that means cozy.
Yes.
Do you remember it?
I cannot say that word.
Okay.
yes.
I don't remember it, but somebody out there, you know what we're talking about.
It is. It's a Scandinavian word, and it's about living in a cold, cold environment and making it as cozy as possible in the house. So you don't just have a candle, you have a crackling candle. You don't just have a blanket, you have one that the texture is soft and cuddly and you just want to wrap yourself, immerse yourself in it. Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, it reminded me of that.
Hugo, or I don't know.
Yeah, because like even though like you have kind of a more contemporary or modern style, I always feel like it's cozy. You know,
Thank
like
you.
There's always a really cool rug on the floor. There's always some really comfy, you know, blankets on the couch. The couch is comfy. It's not like stiff, you know. You guys are like big on movie watching and everything. So I have to say, I was so proud of myself because she actually went and bought a couch that she, after she saw the one I had.
Yes.
Which never happens.
I love your couch. Yes.
So I was feeling pretty good. But yeah, I love that about, you know, your spaces. Right. So at school, like what, because a school just generally is very stark, usually. You
yes.
know, it's a tile floor, it's plain walls, it's tiled ceilings. I remember my older daughter, excuse me, actually really struggling because we homeschooled for a long, long time. So when she went to public school, like the environment was very difficult for her. I mean, not all kids care, but she is very affected by, you know, her spaces.
Yeah.
And it would give her just a lot. Like, by the end of the day, she was like, get me out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do in your room at school to make it feel different?
So my room is amazingly fun. And a lot of it happens by accident. Maybe not accident. It's intuitive to the needs of the kids at that moment.
Mm.
So we started having... So my classroom is in high school art room. I have two doors. My desk is in a horrible location where I'm kind of trapped between a closet and a closet. It's not a fun, easy space.
Mm-hmm.
I did struggle for a while with small bulletin boards and even what to put on the bulletin boards. Then one year we began our Pride, which is about a half an hour study hall with students. And the first year, these are the kids that are building into their new routine, a new study hall, and how do you deal with that? And we were also bonding.
It's kind of like a little homeroom, right? Like at the beginning of the day.
So we bond. So one of the bonding processes, because I'm an art teacher, is let's paint our hands and let's stamp them on the wall and put your name on there. You were here. Mm-hmm. You were here. And then after that, it has grown. And now it grew. I don't know how this happened, but for some reason, then the seniors thought that they had the right. It was their
rite of passage, yeah,
to put their handprint up on the wall. And I have no idea how that happened, but I said, yes, that is the way we do it. Of course, that is our system. And I just went with it. And so then it has become, I can't wait till I'm a senior next year. I can't wait. Can I do it now? One girl I let put her feet on the wall. Wish we could have elevated her higher up into the room. But so now they put their handprints on the wall. And they know that I'm retiring soon. They know Mrs. E is about to kick the bucket on this career. And what are they going to do, Mrs. E, with our handprints? Oh, that is becoming a worry for them.
Oh, wow.
And so from the handprints, we've gone to painting murals on the ceiling tiles in my room.
Nice.
To painting murals on ceiling tiles outside in the hallway. To painting murals on the lockers.
So
and
cool.
And then one year, though, I got this idea for an art gallery. I just saw this little closet. I said to my principal, let's just give me that closet. Let me have the closet, and we can have a small gallery space. Well, we had the Rolla Technical Institute students, drafting students, do the floor plan for it. And my student did a concept work of art of what it would look like. And we had a donor that came one day, a year after I got all this worked out. And the donor said, hey, I want to do a project for your school. What do you have? And my principal pulled out all of that information that we had ready to go. And they loved it. And paid for the whole thing.
That's awesome.
That's a gift from above. It's just amazing.
Wow.
And so now it is. And so when I imagined it, I wanted it to be a place where you could close the door and it would be soft on your senses.
Mm.
Because everything about school is harsh.
Yeah, it is. The
like
lighting.
You just said.
Yeah.
So it's a dark gray carpet. The walls are dark gray. The ceiling is black. It's got lighting that's dimmable. And you can close the glass doors.
Oh.
So you can still be in there with the doors closed, and it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And kids will go in there to calm down. If they're feeling stressed, they will go in there. I've seen other classes, the kids go in there, and they close the door, and they sit on the floor, and they're surrounded by art. So that purposeful space is inspiring them, you know? Just
that's great.
Quietly and lovely. It's good.
That's so neat.
Thank you.
So that is probably a perfect ending so that you hopefully have gotten inspired and you can go into your own house or your own office or your own school if you're a teacher or wherever your spaces are and really make them something that inspires you, right?
Yeah, purposefully inspires you.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me do this. Yeah. Very exciting.
So I know you guys are going to go out there and do some amazing things. So send me some pictures to Elaine@imaginemom.com and enjoy the show. We'll see you next week.